Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Are you a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business? Then you're in the right place, my friend. As a senior photographer myself with a business that has been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that this tool helped my business grow and made me the go-to senior photographer in the area. And I'm excited to kickstart a brand new mini-series today as I share with you that number one tool that I use to drive results in my business. But before we jump into that, if you haven't listened to the last mini-series, which was all about senior spokesmodel teams, be sure to binge listen to episodes 81, 82, 83, and 84. All right, let's jump in. What is email marketing and why do you need it? That's what we're talking about on today's episode. I'm sharing with you the number one tool that I use to drive results in my business, which is email marketing. You may already be familiar with email marketing and its benefits for growing your business. Or maybe all you know about email marketing is the spammy emails you get from random companies that end up filling up your inbox and driving you nuts. I don't know about you, but I have a special email that I give out to every store that I go in just to collect those spammy emails. But today, we're going to talk about why email marketing is your biggest tool for success and how to do it in a way that's not spammy and that your clients and future clients will actually love to get. So let's start with the basics. Email marketing is a form of direct and digital marketing that uses email to promote your products and services and connect with new potential clients. It's a great way to engage with your clients, let them know about any discounts or special offers, and keep your services front of mind. Here are just a few benefits of email marketing. One, to create personalized content to send to your clients right in their inbox. To collect feedback and surveys on your clients' experiences, improve your sales, communicate with your audience more, generate traffic to your website, and increase your leads. Believe it or not, it can actually build a relationship with a potential client in a way that other forms of marketing don't do. Are you intrigued yet? Let's dive into the specifics. Setting yourself up for success. When it comes to setting yourself up for success in email marketing, there are a few things you want to consider before getting started. Number one, what platform is best for you? Working with an email marketing platform is the best way to leverage your emails and automation to effectively deliver messages to large groups of contacts or subscribers. When just starting out, I recommend using a platform that is user-friendly, has great templates to work off of, and of course, is reasonably priced. I personally use Flowdesk, which is a great platform for anyone at any level in their email marketing experience, but there are a lot of other great options out there too. You definitely want to look at the price and what each platform is offering you. Now, Flowdesk personally is my favorite because not only is it reasonably priced, it is easy to use, and it has amazing visually appealing templates. You just drop your own text and photos in, and you've got a beautiful email to send out to your clients. Number two, consider the size of your current email list. Hopefully, as you've been working with clients, you've been collecting their information, including their emails. take inventory of how large your current list is. This will help you decide what platform package you need. Each platform has different packages available based on the number of contacts that you will have on your list. Of course, as you grow your list, you can always update your package. And number three, establish your goals. What are you hoping to accomplish through email marketing? Is it to grow your contact list, to collect more client feedback, generate more traffic to your website? Whatever it is, write down your goals and keep them front of mind as you get started and as you plan out your email marketing strategy. Now, how do you get started? After you've determined the right platform for you, collected your email contacts, and set your goals, it's time to get things in motion. Here are three simple steps to get started. Step one, set up your platform of choice. You want to make sure you get all your information in there. You can even upload your logo, your colors, etc., so that every email matches your brand. Step number two, import your contacts into your platform. Now, whether you have those in a CRM or you just have them on a spreadsheet, you want to make sure that the contacts you already have go into your email marketing platform. And then number three, set up your first email. Now, if you need more help creating and implementing an email marketing plan into your business, I have multiple resources to help you. Head over to my shop, seniorology.com/shop, or click the link in my show notes to check out my two different email campaign kits. Each kit contains fully written emails that you can literally copy and paste, social media graphics to promote your campaign, we got to get people on that list, right? A completely done-for-you freebie to offer to anyone that signs up for your email list, and a how-to-use video to help you set everything up. These guides are the perfect way to start implementing email marketing into your business without stressing over the details. Check out my senior year email campaign kit and graduation email campaign kit today. Now, what are the best practices when it comes to email marketing? When it comes to running a successful email marketing strategy, there are a few things to be mindful of to keep up with the best practices. Here are a few easy best practices to implement in your email marketing. The first thing you want to keep in mind for best practices when it comes to implementing email marketing is to use an email signature. It doesn't have to be anything super fancy, but you do want it to be something that matches your brand and tells your readers how to get in touch with you. So your logo, your name, and your website are all important to have on your email signature. Make it your own and have fun with it. Another best practice is to personalize the email greeting. Using merge tags, you can set up your emails to add your contact's first or first and last name in the greeting. So instead of just saying, "Hey friend," your email can say, "Hey Jane," or whatever their name might be. This may seem like a small step, but it truly does make a difference in capturing your reader's attention. Next, be sure to use a compelling CTA, or call to action. In each email you send out, use an enticing CTA to grab your reader's attention. Maybe this is highlighting a new service or deal, or sending them to your website to check out your work. Whatever it is, make sure to include a CTA in every email. And lastly, send a welcome email. Anytime a new person subscribes to your email list, be sure to send them a welcome email. This can be automated to go out and can be the same for each person. Just use this as an opportunity to introduce yourself and your business and share where they can find more info on you and your services. Now, of course, as always, I've got some homework for you. I really want these episodes to be actionable episodes that will help you in your business, and doing a little bit of homework will get you one step closer to your goals. So here it goes. Research email marketing platforms and decide which one is a best fit for you. Like I said, I use Flowdesk, but there are many others out there. MailerLite, SurveyMonkey, you name it, there are plenty to choose from. go ahead and sign up. A lot of these actually have free trials, so you may want to go there first. I know it might sound scary, but even if you just sign up for the free trial, it will get you one step closer to using email marketing in your business. Get a real feel for the platform and how it works before you commit to paying for it. Next, gather up your contact list and import it into your platform of choice. Then determine your email marketing goals and write them out. Keep them front of mind and remember you can do this and it will help your senior photography business. If you need more help creating and implementing an email marketing plan for your photography business, I have several resources to help you do that. The Seniorology semester, which includes email marketing education in detail, is a complete course on running a successful senior photography business. This coaching program is a 6-month coaching program that teaches you everything about being the go-to senior photographer in your area, including marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors to booked clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing senior experience that seniors actually want, and so much more. The Seniorology semester is currently open for enrollment. If you are ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make 4 figures per session, the Seniorology semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Another great resource to kickstart your email marketing journey is my email marketing campaign kits. Each kit contains fully written emails, social media graphics to promote your campaign, and a completely done-for-you freebie to offer to your contacts, and a how-to-use video to set everything up. These guides are the perfect way to start implementing email marketing into your business without stressing over the details. Check out my senior year email campaign kit and the graduation email campaign kit today at www.seniorology.com/shop or click this link in the show notes. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Seniorology podcast. If you are already using email marketing in your business or are ready to get started, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way that I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. And if you want, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode and share it on social and tag @Seniorology, and I would love to share it on my story on Instagram. I'll be back next week with part 2 of our email marketing series, How to Grow Your Email List in 30 Days. You don't want to miss it. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.